you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, The Blood Still Speaks.
Why? Because he know he's going to hell, and he can't keep from going, but he wants to take as many of God's beloved people as possible. And God loves you so much, he sent his son to die for you. Even while you were yet sinners, he loved you, and he died for you. And he's for you. He's in favor of you. He's on your side. He's there for you. He's telling you, give me permission to come in your life. Receive me as your Savior. If you're born again, he's saying, get in a position where your righteousness is established. Obey me. Keep the commandments so you'll be with me in turn. Don't listen to Satan. He's lying. You can't skate through. You can't hit and miss and make it in. You got to be right. You got to be on fire. You got to be hot. And every time you miss it, Satan says, see, look what they're doing. Look what they're doing, God. And Jesus, your advocate, still fighting the case, saying how tough it is in the flesh and believing for you and causing somebody to preach a sermon to you, causing you to hear something on the radio, causing you when you do Bible study to get something to put you back on the track because he loves you. But he knows you've got your part to play. But you're sitting there in the court, guilty of sin, about to have it decided. Look at 1 John 2:1. 1 John 2:1-2. 1 John 2:1-2. That's up there too. My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. I'm writing this stuff so you don't sin. So God's will is that you don't sin. But if any man does sin, we have an advocate. We got a lawyer. We've got a defense attorney with who? With the Father. I've got a defense attorney. In my case is with the Father, and that person is Jesus Christ the righteous. And he's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He paid the price for our sins. So you're sitting in the trial, you got the prosecuting attorney with all this stuff against you. You got God the Father as a judge, you got Jesus as your lawyer, and you're sitting there guilty of sin. The charges are serious. They carry with them an eternal verdict. The charges indicate that this criminal trial is also a custody battle. Who's going to get right to you? Who do you really belong to? It's a custody battle. And it's also an inheritance dispute. What do you get since you belong to them? So you're sitting on trial and you think it's just about your crime, but it's also about your inheritance. Because, see, Jesus knows you've been adopted. Satan is doing his thing, trying to get you accused, but you've been adopted. And they want to make sure you get your rights and make sure you get what you're entitled to and make sure you're under this new bloodline. You're part of this new family. And that other family was poor and destitute, but this family here has all the riches of heaven. It's on trial about what you're going to get just as well. We look in Romans 3:23, which says, for the wages of sin are death. It's a criminal trial. Consequences are dire. Turn to Colossians 1:12-13 up there. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers. God has made us fit. God has made us acceptable to be partakers of what? Of an inheritance of who? But we're sinners. I mean, when we came to God, we were sinners. How could we have inheritance of saints when we were sinners? Because of God, who have delivered us from the power of darkness, have translated us into his kingdom, the kingdom of his dear son. If you're born again, you say Jesus Christ your Lord, you're no longer of that heritage. That's why when people say, hey, I've got this disease, that disease, the doctor told me to run to my family. I say, don't run in my family because I got a new family. Amen. I don't identify with the old family. I believe what God said. God said I had a new heritage, so I'm not worried about the genetics of grandma and granddaddy. I said, you know what? That might have been my lot before, but I've been put into a new family. And not just brought in, but I've been engrafted in. The life that flows in that family now flows in me. That I didn't just come in and say, okay, you always gonna be a sinner, but you can come stand next to holy people. No, I hook up to the vine and the life that's in them, healing, health, prosperity, wisdom, that life that's flowing in them that was always in the family of God, his son, Jesus Christ, is now in my veins as his son as long as I'm hooked up to the vine. That same life. And the life is in the blood. So death is in the blood. I'm not of that bloodline of death, so I'm not worried about any inherited diseases or anything like that. I'm redeemed from that. In my salvation, I've been made new. All things have become new. I'm a new creature. I'm something that never existed before. I may have a set of memory patterns and behaviors that need to be renewed, but I'm new on the inside. My spirit is brand new. I'm not that spirit I used to be. I'm brand new. And that spirit permeates when I walk in the spirit, my whole body. It overtakes and changes. If it takes a miracle, it'll take a miracle. But it'll change what's in my natural body because the spirit man is more real than the natural man. Amen. So I'm sitting in court, and maybe as I get a realization of these things, I'm starting to feel a little better about myself, knowing I'm guilty and deserve to fry, as it were. But I'm feeling a little better about myself as I'm hearing. Now, the cold sweat is still there, though. And that cold sweat breaks out and your stomach begins to knot up because you're sitting there in the courtroom and it's going on. It's life or death. You see the prosecutor with the volumes of documents sitting on his desk, taking and planning strategy with several witnesses in the courtroom. He's got other folks he brought in to testify against you. Now, an attorney you've chosen, though, that's the best attorney there is. He's never lost a case. Your chosen attorney, he walks by and he squeezes your shoulder and he reassures you, don't worry about it. You're not alone in this.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And that cold sweat breaks out and your stomach begins to knot up because you're sitting there in the courtroom and it's going on. It's life or death. You see the prosecutor with the volumes of documents sitting on his desk, taking and planning strategy with several witnesses in the courtroom. He's got other folks he brought in to testify against you. Now, an attorney you've chosen, though, that's the best attorney there is. He's never lost a case. Your chosen attorney, he walks by and he squeezes your shoulder and he reassures you, don't worry about it. You're not alone in this. And you're happy that he's so confident. Now, your attorney tells you also, just in case you care, his legal service is already prepaid. He paid for them himself. He paid the price. So you're starting to feel a little better. You know, I've got the best attorney. He never lost before. You can call him court appointed. The judge said, I think I'll appoint this guy to your case. I like that. The judge said, this is a court-appointed attorney, and I'm appointing one that's never lost before. I'm appointing somebody that can give you the best defense possible. Your attorney tells you, and the legal services are free, they're all paid. So take that off your mind. Your attorney paid for him himself. It's pro bono. Although the prosecutor's case has enough substance to convince, your attorney tells you he's never lost a case ever where he's been allowed to represent the client. He's never lost a case. But some clients don't let him represent them. They decide they want to stand on their own before the judgment seat of God. They don't want to receive the court-appointed attorney. They said, I'm going to represent myself. And it's a saying in the legal business that a client who has himself as attorney has a fool as a lawyer. A client who has himself as an attorney has a fool as a lawyer, somebody said. So you want to get somebody more skilled than you to represent you, and the court just happens to appoint it. The judge appointed the best attorney is who has never lost. You couldn't get better than that for whatever money you came up with. That's the best. But all those who've chosen other defenses, other people to represent them, they didn't take the court-appointed attorney. Every last case they lost standing in their own or in the leading of any other man or woman. They had to take the one God appointed to win. Now, your attorney informs you, you know, you're still kind of nervous, but you're feeling better. And he walks by and he whispers and he said, don't worry about it. Relax, it's going to be all right. My father is the judge. It's in the bag. Now, all of a sudden, you start to smile. Now, you're like, oh, okay. That stack of paper he got, I don't care to anybody near that because this thing is fixed. It's fixed in my favor. And if the judge says okay, nobody in the courtroom says wrong. And that's exactly what the situation is when you receive Jesus Christ as your advocate. You receive him as your Lord, your Savior. Him and God had already worked this out. So whatever the devil says, whatever the devil brings up, whatever the devil shows, it doesn't matter. It's already in the bag. The honor, your honor cares so much about you being innocent and you not suffering. He loved you so much, he said, I'm sending my son who's never lost a case. I'm his dad. We got it taken care of. So just stay with him, follow him, obey him, and relax. But you don't understand what I've done. Don't worry about it. You don't understand. I missed it. And then don't worry about it. But you don't know. I turned against you. And are you back now? Don't worry about it. Yeah, but he was my attorney. Then I just said, bump him. And I went and got another attorney. Well, you were losing then, but you hadn't died. You haven't expired yet. So you got back with him. You've accepted. Don't worry about it. Oh, you'll smile. You'll be like a mob boss who paid off the judge. Sitting there all arrogant with a look on your face. You be looking at the prosecuting attorney over there, and he got all that stuff, and he looking like, I got you now, I got you now. You be looking at him like, dude, what time is lunch? You've seen those movies where the guys paid them off. You see that look on their face? Anybody seen a movie like that? Those guys know it's taken care of. Even the criminal is looking cocky. The other people are getting all upset because they know he's about to get off. He knows he's about to get off because it's fixed. Right. All you got to do is know the judge and accept his son, and it's fixed in your favor. Doesn't matter what you've done, you're getting off. Do you deserve to fry? Yes, you do. Are you going to fry? Not long as you stay with that judge and that attorney. And that's the only courtroom there is. So it's really up to you about whether you let Jesus Christ, whether you let that blood speak for you. Or whether you're going to do it yourself. No, it's my righteousness. No, it's my holiness. I'm a good person. Did you obey God? Did you do what he... No, I didn't give my life to him, but I'm a good person. Yeah, bring that to the court. Bring your good works to the court, and your good works have to stand up against that stack of your bad works. And even if they stand up against that, you got to stand up against Adam's sin. And you can't get away from that no matter how good you act. They tried it throughout the whole Old Testament. It couldn't happen. So some man, Jesus Christ, had to be born a virgin and had to die because whatever you bring, it says in the Old Testament, the man's righteousness is as filthy rags in the eyes of God. In the King James and the literal Hebrew, it says man's righteousness is as rags, menstrual rags. Now, literally, that's what, and I say that because that's the way God said it. Amen. And God said it because he wants you to know what he thinks of you coming to court with your righteousness. I got this, Your Honor. You just judge the case, okay? You just judge the case. I got my case. I can prove that I'm okay. That stack of evidence against you, you cannot win against it. You can't be good enough, nice enough, kind enough. You need Jesus. Amen. You must have Jesus to go to heaven.
Today's message has been titled, The Blood Still Speaks.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter.